Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Welcome to Showtime, episode number...
We don't know.
Who cares?
We've never counted.
Dun, da, da, da.
You know, it's funny, you hear podcasts that are like, oh my God, it's our 100th episode. And I'm like, I wonder when our 100th show was.
Jesus Christ.
It's probably like 3 weeks in.
I know. Well, it's an accomplishment. Wolves of Glendale have a new song out that's pretty funny. I don't actually know if they released it or they just put it on socials, but it was just the concept that every... group of friends doesn't need to have a fucking podcast. Just like that. It's sort of similar to, if you remember, during the big reality show boom, everyone was like, I've got a great idea for a reality show. My barber. And it's like, all right, well, that's an idea, right?
Right.
Because they were just turning it into everything. But anyway, this is our podcast. It's called Showtime. It's the show continuing in a much smaller, much colder studio down the hall.
If we had a reality show, like, what would it be about?
There was someone looking to do a show about this radio station, about what was the inner workings of the radio station. And then I think after taking a few meetings, they wrote back and they said, not enough people care about radio.
Smart. Well, I also think that the drama wasn't as crazy as they thought it. Like, it used to be, the drama in radio was wild.
I think there was drama here. The problem is that I don't think any of the drama here would have been, quote, allowed for the show. And that's where had they actually captured some of the real drama going on here.
The whole station would have been shut down.
The inner people not liking each other.
I just mean, like, more you know, those days where it was, like, briefcase of cocaine days. Like, that's real drama.
We got good drama here. We got, like, because I feel like what we do on the show is vastly different than what happens behind the scenes and shit, you know? Like, I feel like we have a shit ton of drama, like you guys getting mad at me for posting stuff.
Well,
Johnny Fuck Ups.
Yeah, Johnny Fuck Ups.
Yesterday. That's not worth a reality show.
That's a better name than Postmaster Johnny. Johnny Fuck Ups.
Johnny Fuck Ups.
Yesterday was, that was, if I'm putting a list together of Johnny's five dumbest things.
That was a good time, though, I will say.
But once again, the fact that you keep saying that.
I definitely understand the error. I'm taking 100% accountability. But at the same time,
didn't seem like it from the email you wrote last night, where you said, "I know Klein and Ellie are mad, but man, that was worth it."
Man, I love sucking Sean Green's dick. Whatever.
Who?
Seth Green.
Seth Green. Seth Green.
She said Sean Reeves. Who the fuck is Sean Reeves?
Yeah, that's a future dick you're gonna suck.
So Johnny was telling us about how he was a bad sharer with his girlfriend, and we were like, "Oh, that would be actually a good conversation." So we put it in the schedule to talk about it.
We should preface this, Allie, by saying Johnny's upset a lot of times that we don't include his contributions into.
He said
show.
We never use your stuff.
Never use your stuff.
This is all cap. We've all heard it happen.
And every weekend you send an email of, I got recognized at Yogurt Shop, and I got recognized at IKEA. And we go, that's not really stuff for a segment, but okay, thank you for sharing. So Allie and I decide, you sent an idea, and your idea was, I realized after moving in with my girlfriend, I'm not a good food sharer. And Allie and I had a discussion, and we said, you know what? That's an interesting nugget of a conversation. Let's give Johnny the win on this one.
Mm-hmm. And then we...
let's feed him a little fucking spoonful right here. Let's give him a little bit.
And
that
so
is not at all what goes
A lot down. Of the show does not go according to plan. However...
Not at all.
In the time frame that it was supposed to take place...
Exactly when it was supposed to happen.
We started talking
about
it.
The one time it actually supposed to go... And do what we are.
And I can't. Klein can kind of see through like an angle what's going on in the chicken coop. I can't see anything. So we're talking, and then we realize Johnny is not paying attention or responding to anything that we're saying.
Because you ask a question to Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
And Johnny didn't respond. And I'm like, okay.
It was like a half beat. And then Klein can see that Johnny.
That he's not there.
Yeah.
So well, then no, we're rambling about food sharing for like 7 minutes.
Yeah, way too long. But by the way, I did see Johnny there. I just saw Johnny sitting on a couch.
Talking
having
Seth
a good
Green.
Laugh with Seth Green.
Not at all.
And,
going down.
And not,
yes, it was.
No,
exactly.
You don't even know because you're in an own little shack in the corner. You don't even tell us or communicate with us.
What was Here's happening what in there? You were with Seth
Here's
Green.
Here's what really happens. First of all, I do share stuff when I got stuff to share. the show is Klein and Alley. I know you guys got much better stories, and you guys have been doing this for a while.
Good stories come from anywhere. Come from any of us.
Yeah, but like, I obviously know, like, I...
We talked to a woman today in a book room for 20 minutes.
We talked about Jake's date for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but like...
It has nothing to do with this case.
But I know
what
you guys...
What were you doing when Alley asked you the question?
You guys were very entertaining, and you guys got your story season, so I'm like, I'm not even going to try. Like, they got this shit down.
You're not even going to try. You were the main purpose of the thing.
I know my role.
The setup was... Johnny has just moved in with his girlfriend, and he realized he's a bad food sharer. And Ali said, "So, Johnny, what? Why are you a bad food sharer?"
Silence.
Fuck it. And meanwhile,
I heard it back. It didn't sound as bad, but I understand where you guys were floundering, and you're kind of like, "Johnny, come on, like Johnny, this is
you." What were you doing?
So here's what's going down. Vanessa runs out of the office to go get Seth Green. So I'm in there listening. It's commercial still. Turns around the corner. Seth Green walks through my doorway, and he's like, "Hello," and I'm like, "Oh shit, jump scare! It's fucking Seth Green. Hi."
Why should that be a jump scare?
Because she went weeks
ago.
Listen,
you put up a post an hour ago saying he was coming in.
Who the fuck are you?
Ha ha.
Okay. All right. So you see him, and you're alone.
So
in the
room. Not expecting him, and I'm like, "Oh shit!" And he's kind of in the office, and he starts talking to me. So I'm like, "Fuck! I got to entertain this guy because he's right here."
That's where you're wrong.
No. I'm not because
you chose to entertain one guy instead of 11 people listening.
Well, the thing I've learned about doing this job for a while is when the guests come in, there's a reason we have them wait outside to keep them sheltered over there, let them listen to the show, what's going on. So Vanessa and I could go back in our office and appropriately listen and do whatever we got to do to prep this guest. So now he's in my space and he's there and we're talking and I'm like, shit. So I'm like, all right, let me use this and get some intel and then come back to Klein and Alley and share it with them whatever I get.
What you're describing happened before.
No.
Our conversation.
This is because
Vanessa and you were both in that
and guess what?
Office.
She didn't hear you guys either because she was doing something too.
Yes, but one of you can talk to Seth Green and the other person can be on the air for his segment.
You would think so, but how did she? Look it.
You would think so.
You would think so.
We did think so.
But how are we supposed to do that if neither of us are listening and we're like with Seth Green, dude? We both didn't know. And I told Vanessa afterwards because I was like, how the fuck did you not tell me? And how did you not know? She's like, I'm sorry, I wasn't even listening either.
So when we say that you weren't listening because you were talking to Sean Green and you say no,
Seth Green.
I wasn't listening because I was with Seth Green.
I'm lost on what you're saying. What are you saying again?
No, we were saying that you weren't listening because you were with Seth Green.
Yes.
And you said, no, that's not what happened at all. And
but
then
it's
you
said,
no,
the setup of how you guys were setting it up was terrible. And how you're saying, like, oh, like, you complain and I'm never on the show enough. I'm on the show enough. I know my role on the show.
No, but you do share things that you think would be interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
And we usually don't do that content.
No, because, like, I'm like, I understand, like, I probably have, like, a different perspective. And sometimes I'm like, again, like, you and Klein, like, have, like,
no, and a lot of the stuff that you bring up, it's just like a thought. It's not necessarily something that we can spend a lot of time on.
Yeah, it's more shit like I would have like chimed in, like if I was like Jake or like Vanessa, I would chime in more and say like my own two cents. Because you guys do mention like a lot about Gen Z and shit, but like I never like chime in or say anything. Or you never go like,
right,
Johnny,
but in this particular case,
in
this particular case, it was a topic you brought up starring you. Johnny's the star of
the time.
Scheduled at the time. I think he even said in the schedule, Johnny, bad food sharer. And then when we go to check with you, what were you doing with Seth Green?
He was telling me about his story about how he got NBA socks from a player who I don't know if I could say now. But
this was the stuff that you were going to bring to Ali and I to help us with the interview?
Because yeah,
I didn't get anything from you
because
about...
Because as soon as I went into the studio, you guys were all, Johnny, what the fuck? You didn't listen. We were talking to you. You were listening. And I was like, but I'm coming up with good
Which
stuff.
NBA player gave him socks?
I think he said Dennis Rodman gave him a pair of socks back in 96.
That makes sense.
Dennis Rodman gave him a pair of socks.
Yeah, just in these socks. Do you want them?
That's my dick socks.
And he took these socks back to some rock star Huey was with on the bus who was crying because he missed home. And then when he was telling me the story, the guy ended up being Tom York of Radiohead. So he gave Tom
What a
York,
story. I wish you would have passed that story along.
I was trying
Ali
to, but you guys came at me guns a-blazing for not listening for the fucking acai story. And I was like, guys, I got good
it
shit.
Wasn't it wasn't the acai story. Story. Yeah.
Yes, it was. A food sharer. That's where you guys don't listen. The reason we were sharing...
Oh, my God. I'm going to punch
somebody. No, I'm
going to
punch you guys.
Oh, because the acai was the thing you didn't share? That was the thing you didn't share?
That wasn't the thing you didn't...
Yes, it was. The food sharing story was when that creep saw us at the fucking acai place, and we were sharing a bowl of acai, and she got mad because I ate a lot of the toppings. And it was supposed to be for her, and she's
toppings
like,
are the best part.
See, we never knew this.
I didn't know.
Because you didn't listen.
Because you weren't a part of the conversation.
It was in my email. You guys flipped my fucking script so much.
I think you said it was a salad.
No, acai. I don't eat salads. There's diarrhea in the fucking salads right now.
So what is the lesson? Let me just, after all of this, Johnny, what is the lesson? What do you think we can learn from this?
Don't send any more emails, Johnny.
That on air is always the biggest priority.
100%, but like... Come on, he's telling me about fucking, bro.
But he's telling me an off-air story about socks, so I need to, like, about you don't socks just say, hold up for 1 second, I'm sorry, I need to be on the air right now, but I want to hear about this story.
We were
you
so
didn't
into
feel comfortable
it, and the
saying
volume
that?
Was so low in the office before well. She ran out to go get the audience, to get Seth. Oh. I'm lost with you guys, man. I'm saying, literally, he's telling me about fucking Dennis
socks.
Rodman giving him NBA socks.
I shared a bowl with my girlfriend, she said I'm a terrible sharer. And ate all the good stuff. Now we have to get our own stuff now. That's what you said.
Where did you get salad from that? Where in that sentence did you hear salad?
I didn't hear acai because you didn't
say... It's acai bowl. Acai bowl. Not
salad
bowl.
Salad bowl.
Well...
I don't eat salads.
I think we got to have Seth Green back. We have to have Seth Green back now.
And talk about how Tom York was crying.
And talk about just about that story.
I feel like that's Tom York like all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's I feel like that's how he emotes.
He was telling me they were crammed in the back of a tour bus doing something, and he said it was a small guy, and immediately I was like, the only small dude I know that's like kind of Seth Green size is Tom York. Tiny little European man.
Right.
And he was crying, and I was like, oh yeah, Tom York looks like he'd cry. He's definitely a cry guy.
Well, as you can tell, a lot of good drama behind the scenes here.
So
TV, hello.
That's the TV show.
Are you listening,
bro?
TV? This could all be like that show Tires on Netflix. You know, this could be like Tires.
And there's other people around this building who got a hell of a lot of stories too, like fucking characters in this building.
You know what? There's not enough happening here. There's not enough people fucking here.
But there's
I agree.
Everybody's old.
That's the one thing.
Everybody's fucking a dude.
Which dude?
Too many dudes. Not fucking a dude, literally.
Oh, there's not enough
guys.
Hot girls. But I would beg to differ because...
Zero hot girls here and in this room right now. Zero.
Well, in this room, yes, but on the sales side, where it's at.
Allie, you going to comment or just let us...
No, I'm just going to let you go ahead and keep going.
Cook.
Yep, keep cooking.
All right.
Allie, would you agree there's no hot women here? I disagree. I think five.
There's plenty of hot women.
I think there's five I could list right now. I'm not going to say names.
Vivian the Greek, number one.
Married, but yeah, she's very
Sabina
committed.
From Traffic. I would fucking hit that.
I can't say her name, but her over there.
Yep, over there.
Over there.
Oh, she is single, yeah.
She's single over there?
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
What? Yeah.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because we talk.
Oh.
She reads my emails.
One of the KNX social media girls is cute.
Which one?
I don't remember.
The one by
name.
The window, glasses?
I think so.
There's also...
I'm not mad at that one.
Like,
that's a good
bookie,
pick.
Bookish hot.
The one yes, I'm not going to say out loud, but the one over there on the other thing.
On sales?
Nope.
Who? Over here?
The one that wanted Allie's job?
You got to write it out for me.
Oh, a Bovian?
Oh.
No,
oh,
not a Bovian. Not a Bovian.
Yeah, well, she doesn't.
She's obviously hot.
The one that wanted Bovian. My job.
I think a Bovian would go out and hit me, the chance.
No, I'm not going to say this out loud, but I'm just saying there's plenty. There's not we
who's
got plenty.
This person?
We got plenty of sex appeal in the building.
Oh yeah,
right.
Who's
you would
this?
Agree? Right, Allie?
That's funny that you think she's hot.
Well, I'm not for me necessarily, but I'm just saying on a
on
general
a bad day.
General.
This is where we got to like
general public. I think you know general public.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the upper 10%.
That's capped.
20%.
Okay.
They're not that hot, though. We got to have, like, our...
Radio standards.
Radio hot.
I guess.
Radio hot. Radio hot.
Radio hot,
any lady.
But on the sales side, though, there is a ton of single women, and they are actually very, very attractive.
Sales lady Becky.
Mm-hmm.
She is single. But
she is? How do you know that?
All these women just... in the hallway.
How do, you know?
Do you guys not know our coworkers?
How do you know everyone is single? I've never talked about the relationship.
I would never ask someone if they were single or not.
Well, that's the thing. I don't go and ask, be like, hey, are you single? I
but
can
how
tell
do you know?
Just by looking at them. And then
oh,
also,
so they've not told you.
No, they tell me, though.
How do you know Vivian the Greek is married?
She told
she,
me.
She
and she
told
has
me
a baby.
She, married.
She has like a 1-year-old. She's in Greece
that
right now.
That doesn't
actually.
Mean any.
She
by
is?
The way,
she's in Greece right now.
Having a 1-year-old doesn't mean you're married at all.
Look, I'm right there with you because I've had married women actually DM me and tried talking to me and shit and actually like try to pursue something. But I'm like, dude, you're married. And we're coworkers. We can't be doing this.
Wait, who?
I won't say. But
a married coworker trying to
hit you
pick
up?
You up?
Here. In the building.
Not what? In our building, but in our company.
A girl?
Yeah, a girl. In our company.
The one that we know?
In Los Angeles.
Not in L.A. From another state in the company.
And in, what, in the company from another state.
And what would she say exactly? You don't tell her name.
I'm not saying exactly.
Where did this happen? Where did this happen?
Hi, my name is.
Did it happen here locally?
No. I again, I posted goofy videos of myself on Instagram farting around and stuff, and she found me through that.
And she works for, and she reached out to you.
She did work for Odyssey, yes.
And she says, I work for Odyssey.
And I
no, not right off the bat, but she like something in common. She's like, oh, we
was it the former CEO? What was her name? Allie, the woman that your wife...
Susan Larkin.
Was it Larkin?
It was Susan Larkin.
She was fucking somebody.
Oh.
She must have been.
I know a few.
Really?
I can't. Delete. Alleged.
Scrub this whole podcast right now.
Delete, alleged. I mean, I told you one of them.
Oh, yes. That's right. I forgot about that.
And that one, I believe, was verified.
You know what? Good for you. You're like a woman in power, and you're fucking people.
My guys, we've been
for
a while.
That's what all the men were doing for years.
We'll let women live.
Yeah, take your podium and fuck.
Equal rights, equal fights, man. Mm-hmm. Come on.
This is fascinating, Johnny. A married person at this company—they're not with the company anymore.
Not with the company anymore. Oh, actually,
this is a great story. Let's talk about it tomorrow when you go talk to
the guest
about socks.
Yeah, go ahead and put it on air tomorrow.
And then guest
maybe I'll be in the bathroom tomorrow doing something else.
Yeah, can't wait to bring this up on the air so Johnny can not comment.
Yeah, I mean, again, reality TV show.
They reached out to you. Never met them face-to-face, this person?
Still to this day, no.
So that's not real then.
We talked for like a solid like 3 months, but that was it.
Oh,
let me ask you.
That's a long time.
Jesus. It was a long time. It was like 2 or 3 years ago, actually. It was like when I first started. When I first started here, and not to be braggadocious by any means.
What city does it rhyme with, though, where they're from?
I don't even want to say.
Just say where it rhymes with.
No, it's on the East Coast.
Do the abbreviations.
It's on the East Coast, but that's all
I'll say. Here's an abbreviation.
I don't, actually, for a lot of these states. California, CA. That's right. All
there
I know.
There you go.
Does it start with an N?
No. Oh,
P?
You know somebody that names with an N?
No, does the state start with an N?
No.
P?
No.
Oh, F. No. F, it's F.
Fullerton?
Wow.
No, not a state.
What wow. did she see wow. in you?
That's what I'm saying. She saw everything on Instagram, but that was it.
So, okay. I think I know. I'll figure out who this is by the end of the day.
I don't think it's going to be exciting because we don't even know who this person is. Like,
yeah, you
it's
guys,
just going to be like, and
know.
Her name's Sally. Like, who cares, you know?
All right, I'm over that then.
Yeah.
Well, how you feeling, Allie?
You know, I am starting to feel a little bit better now that this medication's starting to leave my system.
Oh, yeah, no progesterone now.
Yeah, so it is.
Do you still want to take your pants off every day at 9 o'clock in the studio? The funny thing is you got so comfortable
taking my pants off,
that you stopped even... At the beginning, you would kind of do a warning and a hide, and then it became a... You just stand up, sometimes in the middle of a fucking sentence on the air. I would just be like, so... And you would just stand up and unzip your pants and pull them down. And
it was time.
And I was like, what is happening?
And I did it at a certain time.
Yeah, and I was like, what is that?
I know, yeah.
Let's be real, though. There's got to be like some sort of HR violation with that shit we do.
If I were to...
That's medical.
Well, you know what? I should put a claim in against Allie for doing that. I did feel violated.
Don't they have to put her in like the breastfeeding room if she's going to do that shit?
I wonder if I were to put in a real complaint about how you made me feel, if like how would that get escalated? Like would that?
Yeah, but then I could re-escalate it and be like, he made me feel uncomfortable with my womanness, and then you'd get in trouble.
But I'm saying like,
oh, you go back and forth.
Regardless, yeah. I don't care about it, but wouldn't it be funny if Weatherly had to have a talk with you about it? I don't actually care, but like if I put in a complaint and said like, look, I don't make a big deal about this, but I was very uncomfortable because Allie took her pants off every day and jabbed herself in the ass, and I would just like her to be spoken to. Like that's how it would go, right? Like they would make Weatherly talk to you, right?
I guess they would probably have to. Yeah.
And isn't that awesome? Like,
yeah, I don't see why that wouldn't be amazing.
He has to call you in and be like, we need to have a talk, and you noticed because we've talked about this now.
Right.
You have to sit there.
And then I could record the conversation.
Yeah, and be like, someone, I'm not going to say names.
I'm not going to say names, but someone.
Someone was uncomfortable.
The only other person in the room.
Like, just because he's got to then handle, because I feel like when it gets to that sort of thing, like, he has to, like, go by the book. So he has to be like. He can't be like, I think this is stupid. He has to be like, look, this was a real thing. Because remember all the times there was DJs fighting other DJs here at the station?
Oh, yeah.
And he had to like actually do
Oh, my God. And then we had to answer questions about it, didn't we?
I think we got asked one time. Like, what's...
You guys got asked too?
Yeah, I think we just...
I got
we
asked too.
But I always say...
That's what sucks is the call from HR. Those are the really the uncomfortable
but
ones.
But I really, when I say I don't...
And they're recorded.
Even if
too.
I always say I don't know anything, and most often it's just, that's the real answer. But right. I don't know anything.
I don't know anything. There's fights with DJs.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
dude.
Between two
You're
DJs that
loop,
are not here
boy.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I had a fight with that DJ.
I think everyone did. Yeah.
But yes. So there were, but there was issues with H. Like I would never think to
we're
get
cool now.
HR involved. Like apparently, I don't think I'm speaking out of school here, but like at the end of Kevin and Bean show, like when Bean I think was no longer on the show. And there was a hodgepodge of people that were put together with Kevin. I think there was a lot of like tattling to
there
HR
was,
about
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of HR shit.
And I think about that on our show, and I think because I like obviously could Vanessa get upset and be like, I don't really want to keep bringing up the fact I banged that chef in the back of the car.
I think that
we should stop.
I think that's
that
probably a likely.
I think her accent, just like how we always like make jokes and like, right, Vanessa, and use her drops, and her like that's
well today she gave us such
HR.
A great job. She said no HIV.
I know.
And that's how do we not use that
HR violation?
Well, I'm mad I didn't get her to say no syphilis, no gonorrhea,
oh my God.
And all the other ones.
We could probably get her to say all those things, but I feel like
why we could just say read this piece of paper.
You can't say it.
I don't think it would be
it.
Hard.
But I think the difference is I think that. At least I speak for myself. I don't think any of us are coming from a place of hate or ill intent.
Of course not.
No, but if somebody's not particularly loving the joke and it gets made every day, then I could see how that would piss somebody off to the point where they'd want to complain about it.
Yeah, I wish that we would have the
ability. Even though there's no ill intent.
But I wish we would have the ability
feelings.
To speak internally here, like when Allie does all of her racial impressions. Like if I ever got to a point where it bothered me, I would say something to Allie first before I would go to HR.
Why is this all about me?
You're the most offensive.
I am not.
Or me. I didn't say that Wilt Chamberlain jersey was found in the Brown section today like you did.
You said that.
You guys set each other up for this kind of shit though too.
I didn't make a Burbasian joke today. You did.
That was crazy.
By the way,
that was crazy.
Burbasian is, Jake, you would agree, it's a combination of two of your favorite things.
Burbank and Asian.
I like all petite women. It just so happens that most Asians are usually petite, it seems like.
But you've had multiple Asian exes.
Yes, I have.
And you're a huge fan of anime.
No, I fucking
hate
it. No,
he actually doesn't like it.
But you watch
a lot
of
it.
I watched like fucking 500 episodes of One Piece. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
That's how much I liked or loved my ex-girlfriend. And about how you guys say I don't do shit, I don't like or make effort. I fucking watched 500 episodes of that show with her, so we had something to do together. I fucking hated it.
But did you actually watch it or were you on your phone?
Yeah, I watched it because you had to fucking read the words. It's in Japanese.
That sucks.
That's the worst of all things.
Yeah, reading sucks. I'm not going to lie.
Reading? I love the reading part was the hardest.
I think that's why I have such an aversion now of like trying because I've put so much effort into ex relationships and then they go to shit anyway. It's like fucking.
That's a very common feeling.
You have to put the effort in at the beginning though. I remember because Katie was always obsessed with Grey's Anatomy and I would watch it with her at the beginning
of our
relationship. No. I mean, it's not like I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to see what happens next. I was like, okay, I get it. You know, and I would watch it with her because it was supportive, right? I even went at an event, bid on a silent auction to like tour the set.
Oh my God.
That for her as a gift and I went with her to the tour.
That's Jesus. Nice. That's,
yeah, it was very
nice. Effort.
Now, 16 years later, I'm like, fucking, go watch your little show and have fun with your shit. I don't like this.
You know, it's funny.
You know? But
I
made the effort at the beginning.
I was watching that movie you suggested.
Oh, Obsession?
Danielle gave up in the middle and said, I'm not into it. I'm
what?
Over. Because I said to her, I'm like, this girl's not nearly as crazy as you.
Oh.
What'd you do that
Why
for?
Why do you say these mean things to her?
Well, that's
and
true.
And then you're shocked that it ends in a fight?
Well, I thought that she's...
Why would you say that?
What is wrong with you, dude?
When I say
that, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, when I said in the movie when the guy's like, I'm going to go to boys' night tonight, she's like, no, you're not! I'm like, I've had that conversation. I know that all too
How'd you
well.
Look at your wife when you said that? Did you give
her
like a little
I said, wink? Hey, that's how you react when I say the same thing.
Yeah.
And she's Kevin like, I do not! But I actually, to be honest, you thought the movie was great?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Spectacular movie. It was
I don't get it.
I thought that idea had been done better before.
Are
you done with it yet?
No, I'm not done. I'm deciding if I'm going to watch like the last 25 minutes. Is there a twist or something?
Yeah,
the last 10 minutes is
really?
Craziest part. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
so
also, it's not the best version of this idea.
I know, but I feel like a lot. Oh, she's a guy?
No, trainees. No trainees.
The Twilight Zone version.
It says that in the movie. Johnny, it says Obsession.
Or not the Twilight Zone. The fucking, I don't know, I forget which of those series, like the old school series, did this idea Tales from the Crypt, I think it is.
Oh,
this is a deep, this is a deep take.
I'm gonna watch it,
but it ends even better.
I just want to make sure that if I'm gonna put in, because I just, for me, it's been, it's a little slow.
It's I get it.
I thought the first 25 minutes were the slow part. After that, I thought it got
good. But I guess my curiosity part is, because I know everyone says it's a great movie, and I looked at it, it's like 99% Rotten Tomato on critics and fans. Perfect.
Just finish it.
Yeah,
I will.
Yeah,
but I just, and then there's a lot of movies where,
and then like, go to the Green Man and Burbank.
The first time I saw Primal Fear, which was a great, great movie with Ed Norton. Remember that movie?
Oh, sure. He's
God,
a great
yeah,
guy.
I know. I've seen
you
it.
You need
but I can't
to watch.
Remember.
I gave up on it before the end.
Mm-hmm.
The end is what
is like what makes
is
the
what
whole
makes
movie.
The whole movie,
right?
So and the same
I mean,
thing.
There's a twist at the end.
Remember Squid Games? I didn't even know there was a last episode of Squid Games.
Right.
So I had no idea that the old man was in on it or something.
Yeah, you know. It's
so
funny.
The problem is, I feel like I've missed out on a lot of things because those last scenes sometimes.
What would you leave off at?
Like Benjamin
movie?
Buttons? I don't know how that ends either.
I actually don't remember how it
That's
ends
a great
either.
No, he turns old and he dies, remember?
No, he turns
No, he turns into a baby and he dies in his girl's arm.
Well,
sorry for spoiling.
I wouldn't know.
It's a 20-year-old movie.
But they should let you know in movies that you have to watch till the end. I think they always
That's
assume.
So funny, because I thought the first 25 minutes of the Obsession sucked. I watched the first
sucked.
I thought the first 20 minutes of it was so bad, I was like, fuck this movie. I turned it off in 15 minutes, and then I restarted it. I'm like, okay.
But then I trust Ali's taste on things. With like
it
movies.
Is not like a conventional movie though. Like it's different than a lot of other movies. I could see why you'd be bored by it, but it's just such a good like slow burn.
And that girl keeps like
she's so good,
implying she's gonna get naked and then doesn't.
Oh, okay, well I knew that you would just focus on the sex part.
Well, there is actually a sex part, but it's more of a rape.
Yeah,
scene.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's actually like I got scared watching it.
Oh,
like,
I don't think I've
fuck?
Gotten there yet. Actually.
Did you get to the part where he calls the phone line?
That's what I asked. Where did you drop off at?
Yeah, I got to the part where he calls the phone line.
Mm-hmm. That's I think the scariest part.
Right,
the
where she's like screaming.
Yeah, and the thing, and then
spoiler.
And then he walks in, and she's like shit herself, and like
oh, she pissed herself. She soiled herself. She peed, right?
Yeah, it's just like slow burn, creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy and weird.
And by the way, if anybody listening wants to go visit the shop where he gets the thing, it's the Green Man in Burbank.
Yeah, that whole movie was filmed in like L.A. and Burbank in the valley.
Yeah, I mean it's like three locations in that whole movie.
Yeah,
you know it's funny.
Well, they shoot that thing for $2 million?
I think so.
Feels like they paid too much. Feels like that.
It's based off a YouTube series. It's not even a real director, not
it's
even a real
based
movie.
Off a fucking old idea. Like I said, Twilight Zone and like Creepshow and shit.
But
this idea has been done numerous times.
But it's a new generation and it's a brand new.
Right, right. I get it.
Yeah,
I get
it's
it.
A different take on it.
But
it's
I think
okay.
anytime you can turn a $2 million.
Same idea.
Shut the fuck up.
It's
bro.
A different fucking movie.
Oh, I guess we have our new obsession now. It's Jake
God,
about our movies.
I want to wish away one of them.
I wish you could do this.
I wish Jake would stop talking.
Give me that pen quickly and break it.
You know, what's funny is a couple that we know, the girlfriend played a prank on the boyfriend and like did that nighttime stuff where she was like dancing around with the plant.
Oh, right.
And then
right.
like in bed, she was like, stay! And the boyfriend got so mad at her.
Yeah.
And it ended up being like a fight, but I'm like, that's hilarious. That he just like wakes up and she's holding the plant.
I hated that.
And being a fucking creep in the
corner. Should have peed on the
room.
Carpet, brought a full, really committed to it, you
such
know?
Such a funny prank.
Yeah, I don't know. I know because you said, Trevor said it was the best movie he'd seen, and you said it was good. All these people I trust, and I'm going, I feel like everyone's pulling a prank
well,
on me.
Well, it's weird that you're watching it in like five parts. Like,
and
you should just sit and watch the whole
so
movie.
And you're so close to the end and you still think it's
bad.
I thought it was good before then.
Yeah,
not bad, just slow. Where's the music shop they shot that in? Is that in Burbank, too?
Yeah, I don't know.
I had to look at it. It might be.
Uh-huh.
Music shop. Hold on. I know. I don't know. What music shop? Where?
They work at a music shop.
Oh,
like
no,
a
that was
shop.
Castle's Music. That's
oh, that
in the San
Castle's.
Fernando Valley.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
where I got my very first guitar.
Oh, nice.
And that's
what
film
I thought.
There's
a guy we talked to. The guy we talked to the guy from there.
No, Castle's. That was
no,
Norm from
different.
Norm's
yeah.
Rare Guitar
yeah.
in Tarzana.
Whatever. They're all the same.
Castle's Music is where they filmed Wayne's World.
They're
not
the same. Naked, so it doesn't matter.
Old white guys at a guitar shop. Yeah,
that guitar guy's not naked yet, so who's going to sit through this? No, it's
right, then I'm sorry I suggested it. There were, I should have realized that you're superficial
can I ask
and only
you
care
question?
About the nudity.
It's not true. I don't care. There's quite a few things I'm watching now that have no nudity that I'm a big fan of.
Was it sports?
No, there's a show called
no,
show.
Yeah.
Desire with this woman that's banging the swimming See, coach okay. for kids' school.
Okay.
And
there's no
there's,
nudity, but it sounds like it's all based on
no, there
sex.
Is nudity. There's nudity. That's all I got for you.
You want to watch the show with nudity? I Love L.A., the first four
minutes. Yeah, it's like hipster nudity, though.
What do you mean? He doesn't like new age. He doesn't like it when girls are real. He just wants them to look fake and tits out and stuff.
No, so like 20-year-olds.
False.
Yeah, because like girls, you didn't like that nudity either. Yeah, you want like stereotypical nudity. You don't want real world comedy girls.
By the way, guy nudity is all done for comedy's sake. It's all funny. Dicks are funny.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't like that either.
You know what you are? You're like an early 2000s bro. Like, you love back in the day when girls were tall, blonde, and had huge tits and shit, and whale tail sticking out. Like, in your head, that's ingrained as like...
Like, I like... Allie likes that,
no,
too.
No, I do. No, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, you liked it at some point.
Not really.
Okay, well, I don't like it either, though.
I think that's like in your head. Like, you like...
I like all nudity. I like... no, I by
the way...
You
don't like all nudity.
You like big girls?
Go to a beach. You like that nudity?
Oh God, the worst. The beach nudity is the worst. No, I like any show that is. I feel like my brain has been rewired from scrolling and stuff.
Yeah, you need too much dopamine. Like, you need it to be so action packed because you have complete attention deficit.
And I hate reading as much as Jake does, but sometimes I feel like it's easier for me to stay into the movie with this.
With this movie, though, I think if you watch it in one sitting, it all slowly builds.
If you're watching it in these little like 20 minute chunks, I just don't think you're really going to get effect of the movie.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Well, reading subtitles in a show is way different than reading like a book, because then I want to watch a show to watch a show. I don't want to watch a show to read. Like, I'm going to read. You know what I mean?
Right.
You ever think the subtitle people write, like, change a word just every once in a while just to, like, fuck with you? You ever catch that sometimes?
Well, I think some of it's, like, AI generated now, so it's like they're going to miss words, you know?
The translator just sucked.
Right.
Or whoever, yeah.
Yeah, cause sometimes.
Because watching, that show, that One Piece, with someone who speaks Japanese, she could say, like, oh, yeah, that's not exactly how they do it. And then I would learn enough
that sounds terrible.
That they would it was, like, backwards. It's kind of like Spanish, but in a different way. Like, so the translation on the screen would be the...
Reverse of
what they're saying. So it wouldn't like match to the words what they're saying.
Yeah, they put some people, I think it was Blind Charlie was explaining that one of the ways he's got someone that will describe the pictures we post on Instagram. And I don't know if it's an AI program.
Oh, he's got a program on his phone that tells him exactly what he's looking at on his phone.
Sometimes.
So it would be like, there's a man with a robotic arm giving a shot to Allie.
Sometimes I think the things he's getting are not exactly as it's happening, because they may not even know that Gary has a robotic arm. Like, they may say,
a man with a metal.
How do you think he watches porn?
I'm sure it's just described, like it's
descriptions of like what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm. Is there porn? Can listen. I feel like listening to porn is an exciting.
Yeah, you could listen to it.
No, he's wants
this new thing I'm into now. Game changer.
Uh-oh.
The episode's
it's
up.
It's all blondes, big tits, and whale tails.
You'd be shocked. Actually, it's quite the opposite.
Named Ashley.
Quite
and Jessica.
The opposite. I'm not gonna say what it is, but it is.
Why won't you say what it is?
Yeah, what are you into?
It's a new thing that I have discovered that started with the AI side piece.
Okay, so just say what it is.
I don't want to.
He's making it up right now.
Not making it up now. I'll tell Allie off the air.
Why are you telling Allie off the air? Why don't you tell
us
all?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's a thing where you... I'm trying to think of how to say this in a...
You can say whatever you want.
Way.
It's showtime. It's like we're on air.
Try to say this in a respectful
way. Where you watch women on a toilet.
it's my bathroom cam that I play.
It's
very intimate.
Very intimate.
It's a bunch of people that are pretty much from the neck down.
Okay.
Do you erase their face so you can only start?
I don't erase their face.
This is respectful so far. Go ahead.
The camera angle is just from the neck down.
Yeah, and that's the rule. No faces.
That's the rule?
Okay.
And you end up in a meeting area, and all of these people are in this meeting area from the neck.
Are you in there too?
I've gone in there.
With your with a camera on you?
I have not activated. You don't have to activate your own camera.
Is this virtual
reality?
So
it's just a bunch of girls and then guy pervs like you?
No. There's all, and then you can chat, and some of them are AI. Some of them are not real.
What is this website?
So this is just like some kind of weird eyes wide shut virtual.
Virtual eyes wide shut situation.
Wow. I think you have a problem.
What are you talking about? I thought you
This is a major problem.
I thought you'd be into this.
What is this?
Why would you think I would be into this?
No faces.
What?
Look at your face.
Because you also have an ugly face.
I thought of all people, you would understand. That's what I've been waiting for my whole life.
Here for it.
Okay,
it's
great.
It's a faceless world.
Is anyone having sex, or is everyone just standing there?
Yeah, how do you get off to this? What do you get off to?
You can go chat with people individually.
And you're just still watching them from the neck down?
Yeah, neck down.
But so you're just judging people on their bodies?
No, you're chatting. You chat too. Conversation.
Yeah, but
so who fucks?
But
you where's the fucking
chat?
You
don't check the.
I haven't.
You're like cyber sex.
Nobody's explored it fully, but I would imagine that all of that is possible.
So what are you just? What are you currently doing in there?
I'm just getting comfortable at this point.
Did you not finish the session? Like you?
No,
how do you put a camera on your own body and like show your body?
People seem to do it. Phones or.
This is cap. I can't.
Not cap.
This.
And if your face hits
it,
if
out right now.
If
bust
your
out
face
right now.
Hits it, you're out. You're out. You're tossed out. No faces.
So would you ever put your body on camera then?
And they're all nude. Full nude.
Dude, we see your body. Would
I don't yeah. see full nude yet, but I bet you if you were to go individual, yeah, like bras and stuff. Bikinis.
So you're just seeing regular people in their bras?
Lingerie. Shit, some of them are virtual. They're not even real people.
Bro, we got to check your browser history, man. I'm a little
How'd
sus
you find
on
this? How'd you even hear this?
Grok suggested it, I'm sure.
It was, Grok did introduce me to this world.
No shit. Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Well,
Grok says she got
please
some...
get away from me and go like, into the
like
chat
just...
room.
The amount of time you had to talk to Grok in some seductive, fucking weird, gross way for her to be like, yo.
why don't you find an outlet with strangers?
To be honest, I don't think it was from Grok. I think it was a pop-up on a website.
Oh, makes sense.
And
what site was that? Damn.
I assume that your wife does not know about this.
No, she knows.
She's okay with it?
Not at all.
She's not thrilled.
I would be very much not thrilled.
But I invited her to check out the situation. So she checked out the situation.
She did. So
and,
you guys...
and told me not to go back there without her.
Without
so she's
her.
Into she it too?
Not into it. Not into it, but thought it was gross and weird.
But then wants to go back
no,
in
no,
with you?
No. Said to me, stay away. Mm-hmm. Said you're banned from that website.
So did she have to show her body and everything too?
No. We had no camera. We didn't activate cameras. You don't have to turn. You can choose if you want to activate
you
cameras.
You had your camera off the whole time?
Yeah. That's right.
So was she disturbed?
She found it. She can't. She was more surprised that
she's married to you still.
She was shocked that this is what I'm using the internet for. And she says, "Aren't you supposed to be organizing our kid's room right now?" And I said, "Yes, I am."
Oh, can I ask you that? When you guys were younger and you guys first got computers and shit, were you like, wow, one day I'm going to be able to watch fucking porn on this?
Oh, I was having cyber sex with random people.
Whoa.
That was Allie's first thing she did on an AOL Instant Messenger.
Because I think I was like 14 or something when all this became a thing. It was like, and it was AIM, AOL Instant Messenger.
I was playing first person shooters with my friend across the city.
Well, and I would play Doom.
Rise of the Triad. That was
and Oregon
before.
Trail. But yeah, I would go on AOL and I would talk to my friends and stuff, and then I would go into like weird chat rooms and
a chat room.
Yeah, and then there would be just all these people that would all chat with each other, and then you would start talking to a person from the chat room on the side and be like, "Hey, what's up? What do you look like?" And you're like, "I'm big and blonde with a whale tail," and then they're like, "Me
oh,
too."
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah,
holy
then,
fuck.
Yeah,
how would you upload photos?
We were all no, we wouldn't share photos. It was just like describing
you
who you were, and what you looked like, and then you would just fuck each other in cyber sex and be like, "I'm doing this to you right now." Well, I'm doing this to you. Okay, I'm doing this to you now. Okay, now
oh
I'm gonna come.
God.
Oh my god, great! And then you just sign off.
It's funny what Ali's saying.
Early on.
Johnny, because the only computer that we could even do this on was the school library computer.
Yeah, and it was one
what?
Computer for the whole house, because we just had one computer for all of us.
Right, this was before that. This was the school there was no computer. It was school and people would like wait for their turn to go in the school library, and the librarian was like, "I can't believe how popular this computer
is."
Everyone's just waiting to cyber sex a stranger.
And then we would try and find our teachers and have cyber sex with them.
So nobody was uploading photos.
Oh, that's wild. Did anybody ever find them?
We thought we did, because the guy's name was was like the name of the teacher, but I don't Phil. Know. Yeah, it ended up really
be
being
so
him.
So whack for the teacher to be like, "Here's my name, Mr."
No. It was
social
yeah,
studies.
I know, right? If I was going on
room 316,
yeah, that was yeah. dangerous at the beginning.
Yeah, and I was probably having sex with a bunch of fucking weird 50-year-old dudes.
Yes, you were. You
or it was just a bunch of other kids that also thought they were doing the same
totally.
Thing.
Yeah,
and
how
that's probably what
were
I feel
you
like
that,
it
though?
Was.
Oh,
would you
not
always
at
say,
all. Nobody
no,
does.
No one was.
How, what age would you fake? Would you be like on 38?
I would say I was in my 20s, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And everybody would just jack off thinking they're like fucking doing crazy shit
yeah.
with another kid. What is wrong?
I know. Yeah. But that's what like teenagers did then when
back
the internet
then?
Was like brand new.
Holy I didn't do that.
Shit.
I played Rise of the Triad.
Okay. Well, like, here we are.
Great. all these perverts are like, leaving that kid alone. He's playing Rise
and
of the Triad.
And the questions he had to answer to play Laser Shoot Larry.
All right. We got to go. It's been fun.
How long is this episode? This is a good, girthy episode.
We've overshared.
We're almost at 40 minutes.
Whoa. Oh, man. What are we doing?
They got their money's worth on this one.
All right. Thanks for hanging out.
I think I'm going to start an HR complaint. After this one.
I am too. We should all race to HR and see who can complain first.
Does anyone even know where they are?
I think she was fired, the HR person.
Yeah, I don't
actually,
think there is an HR
she doesn't
anymore.
Work here anymore.
She was squeezing people's asses.
Yeah.
There's the irony.
Yeah, the Lady Becky.
All right. Goodbye.
Are we?
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.